The sun is just beginning to set on another weekday as 20 middle-aged women start gathering near a boathouse. They're all wearing bright pink racing jerseys, and they've all survived breast cancer. A few work together to pull the canvas cover off their baby, a long, thin wooden boat. This is what's known as a Chinese dragon boat. The front end is a dragon's head with a fierce red face and green scales running down the dragon's neck. Dragon boat racing started 2,500 years ago in China. Some say it was believed to ward off evil and disease. At this Midwestern boathouse, these breast cancer survivors give thanks for their chance to paddle a dragon boat.
So we thank you and praise you, Lord, for all you do for us. And so we're going to let you just have all of our aches, our pains, and our discouragements. And we're going to get out here and be one heartbeat together, paddling like crazy people for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, everybody push off gently.
They get in, sit in pairs, and push off.
Sit up and back it out.
There's still some fun and laughter, but most of the women grimace as they attempt to synchronize their race strokes. In a race, paddlers stroke about 75 times per minute. That's a big change for breast cancer survivors. They used to be told not to use their upper bodies, no carrying groceries, babies, or vacuuming. It was thought they could get lymphedema, a swelling of the arms. But testing on women in dragon boating has shown paddling is actually beneficial. Paddler Lynn Fritz has had two bouts with breast cancer over the past 10 years. Fritz says she's talked about her feelings with a support group to help her deal with the cancer. But she loves dragon boating, she says, because it's helping her get on with her life.
This was something that I thought, this is fun, instead of just got to introduce myself and say when I had cancer and, you know, don't worry, you'll get through it. And we don't talk about it out here. Out on the lake, it's just peaceful. I needed it bad.
The Dream Team, as they're known, has started competing in dragon boat races. It's one of the fastest growing water sports worldwide. Some of the other teams are also exclusive to breast cancer survivors. The Bosom Buddies and A Breast in a Boat are two Canadian teams. But most dragon boaters are just regular paddling competitors. The women have to be strong to keep up. The Dream Team, in only their first year on the water, won one of their races. Jessica Maeder remembers watching dragon boaters from the dock of her vacation home in Nova Scotia. She always admired the women. She remembers the summer of 2005 toasting them with pink champagne as they paddled by.
Little did I know that the following summer I was going to arrive home and have the birthday greetings that I had developed breast cancer that year, and I'd been through all the treatments. In fact, I wasn't even 2 months out of treatment when I first got in that dragon boat. So that was my first introduction.
Maeder paddled all that summer in Nova Scotia. Then she came back to her home in Ohio and went to see her doctor.
His nurse greeted me for my appointment and she said, "How are you?" Because of course she had seen me as a recovering patient in the spring. "How are you?" And I just go, "Fantastic! I'm so healthy, I'm a summer athlete," and I just bounced.
When the doctor saw how well she was doing, he wanted that treatment for the rest of his patients, so he bought the Dream Team boat and life jackets. Maeder didn't know if she could recruit 22 women to form a full paddling team. She quickly had 72 interested, and she gets teary when she talks about them.
I still remember Linda saying to me, "I'm a survivor for 11 years, and this is the first time that the loneliness of cancer has left my heart. I mean, how am I not going to cry?" I mean, then they all say thank you, you know. And I stand up there and I am so truthful and I say, "Look, I did this for myself. I just wanted to paddle a dragon boat."
Maeder jokes with her husband. She wishes she'd been diagnosed 10 years earlier. She's hoping she's got enough time left to start a dragon boat team on every waterway in her state. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.